somebody that Nancy Pelosi called crumbs. That was a bad. That could be like deplorable. Does that make sense? Deplorable and crumbs. Those two words, they seem to have a resemblance.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the GOP retreat in West Virginia. There, as you heard, the president took a little bit of a shot at House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and her comments about the tax cuts and tax breaks millions of Americans are seeing as amounting to crumbs. A female student opened fire inside a classroom in a Los Angeles middle school today, leaving two students wounded and one in critical condition. The female student who allegedly opened fire just before 9 a.m. inside Salvador B. Castro Middle School was taken into custody. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
A man who staged a terrorist attack on Muslims in London last year is convicted of murder and more, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
After an eight-day trial, it took a jury just about an hour to reach its guilty verdict against 48-year-old Darren Osborne for driving his van into a crowd of Muslims near a mosque last June, killing a 51-year-old man, injuring nine other people. Osborne also found guilty of several counts of attempted murder. He'll be sentenced on Friday.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana was among those who treated people injured after a train carrying Republican representatives collided with a truck in Virginia yesterday morning. Cassidy explains what was going through his mind when he heard the crash.
You hear that we hit a truck, and I'm thinking to myself, we have doctors on board, but there's no doctor in that truck. So I start to work to the back of the train looking for an open door. You go out, you see two people on the ground, and you start to work.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
And with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
The United States is condemning a new law working its way through the Polish Congress, making it illegal to pin blame on Poland for parts of the Holocaust. Those in favor of the law claim it protects historical truth and fights Holocaust denial, while critics say it whitewashes history. The director of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum said this week that, quote, in order for Poland to continue to be a leader in Holocaust scholarship, the government should allow open-ended debate and research and the healthy discussion it generates. Luke Vargas, the United Nations. France is poised to start doing business with Iran in a way designed to circumvent U.S. sanctions. The U.S. currently bars global firms from certain types of transactions with Iran if that trade goes through U.S. banks or is conducted in U.S. dollars. But a workaround put together by France's state-owned investment bank would involve the issuing of euro credits to Iranian firms and keep all Americans out of the transaction. By one assessment, that arrangement could free up between $1 and $2 billion in investments to flow to Iran. According to a report by Reuters, Italy, Germany, Austria, and Belgium are considering similar plans as France that would allow them to do business with Iran and avoid American scrutiny.
President Donald Trump has said thanks, but no thanks, to an opportunity to do an interview before the Super Bowl with NBC. It has become a tradition for the president to be interviewed ahead of the Super Bowl. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. Welcome, everybody. You know, I want to remind everybody here on the program that the things that we teach here on the show, many of the things we teach here on the show are not new. I didn't come up with them. I am a big student of history, and we like to look back at history and let history be our guide. Talked a lot about that last week on the program. I was reading this past week, and I was reading Seneca from Moral Letters. And he wrote this. He said, Tranquility can't be grasped except by those who have reached an unwavering and firm power of judgment. The rest constantly fall and rise in their decisions, wavering in a state of alternately rejecting and accepting things. What is the cause of this back and forth? It's because nothing is clear, and they rely on the most uncertain guide of them all, common opinion. Now, again, it's wordy, but what is Seneca talking about? He's talking about conventional wisdom and how people can't be happy. They can't be tranquil. Because they're back and forth listening to common opinion, conventional wisdom. Again, we talk about this all the time. I'm reading a great book. Highly recommend it. Walter Isaacson's biography, Leonardo da Vinci. And you read this book, and you kind of marvel at just the genius behind this man. And actually, he had no formal education at all. This is a self-taught guy. And what made him so brilliant was his power of perception, his concentration. He would just observe things. And it's kind of funny, some of the things that he came up with and was working on were actually things that were done back that the ancient Greeks did, but was forgotten. Wisdom of the ancients that he brought back, and some of the things that he came up with were further developed by, later on down the road, Galileo and Newton, and further on down the line. I do believe that there is a way that the universe works. And we can talk about math and physics and the laws of science. And I also think that there's laws that are applicable to the way that we should live. I was aggravated this past week. I oftentimes, if I'm not paying attention on the program, many times, and again, I'm on stations all over the country, not only my daily show, but the weekend show, sure you listen to right now, is on, we're almost close to 200 stations now. And I don't have control over all the commercials that are aired on this program. And I happen to leave my headphones on, because usually during a commercial break, I take my headphones off and I go do something. And I heard a commercial for some trading company or academy or trading advantage. I forget the name of it. And this guy is going on about how brilliant he is, and all you need to do is to call now and leave him a message on his voicemail. And he's going to sell you all, he's going to send you all his trading secrets and how you can get rich quick. And I got aggravated. Because, again, I have nothing to do with that commercial at all, nor do I approve of any of that nonsense. And again, I want to remind everybody that the world's second oldest profession are get-rich-quick con artists. It was also a story that came out this past week. I laughed. I said, here we are. We're right back to where we were. TD Ameritrade is now offering 24-hour-a-day trading. They're starting out just doing it with ETFs, but then eventually they're going to move on to stocks. Great. Because this worked out really, really well the last time you guys did this, right? Back in the 1990s, I would get asked questions about discount houses. I mean, Charles Schwab was already around, but then it moved on to online traders. Everybody remembers Stuart from Ameritrade and the tow truck driver that had his own island and all those other commercials that they would air, how quick and easy it was to make money in the markets. And it was that idea, oh my God, oh, this is going to be terrible. It's going to be awful for the investment advisors out there and stockbrokers. And I started laughing. So really, who do you think is paying for all these things? Who do you think is financing all of these outfits? Wall Street. Wall Street loves greater fools. Put it this way. Think of Wall Street. Think of these big firms as the owners of a casino. Do you not think that they want more people playing in the casino? Who wins? The house or individuals? I wrote a piece. It's actually back in June of 1999. June of 1999. This is from the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I can almost guarantee nobody's ever heard this. Securities and Exchange Commission released information that stated 90% of people who invest on their own eventually lose their money. 90%. 90%. Yeah, at that point in time, E-Trade was, they were pitching their 4.95 commission rate. And I thought, the more trades, they had those little gimmicks there, the more trades you did a quarter, the more stuff you'd receive. Back there, priority customer service line, email, dedicated trading page, research from Bank Boston. Bank Boston? Whatever happened to them? Who bought them up? I can't even remember. Robertson Stevenson's. Who bought them? Forgot about those guys, too. 75 trades a quarter. 75 trades a quarter. You receive all of the above, plus priority access to IPOs, streaming level 2 NASDAQ quotes, bridge services, including streaming quotes, market analysis, and reports and watch lists. E-Trade, at that point in time, opened up what I called the Midtown Manhattan Casino. Huge building in Midtown Manhattan was the E-Trade Center, where people, you could go and you could trade stocks during your lunch break. So it was. It was a casino. Yeah, there was firms all over downtown New York where you'd go and you could become a trader. You too could become a trader because it's so easy. Right. People, you need to understand how the markets work and how these people like to manipulate you and push you in various different directions. It doesn't change. Every single time, let me put it this way, every single time we see a market run-up, everybody wants to get involved in the game. I mean, right after the stockmarket.com collapse, I remember Merrill Lynch running advertisements with Steve Martin talking about buying bonds. And he, you know, Steve Martin's a funny guy and how he made it kind of like, well, it's not cool. Don't tell anybody I'm buying bonds, but Merrill Lynch can help you do it. You understand that these institutions are not looking out for your best interests? Never have. They are there to sell you whatever's hot at that point in time. Now, with that being said, nobody's holding a gun to your head. Nobody's forcing you to do any of this stuff. How many ups and downs and market sell-offs and calamities have I been through in my career? Quite a few. Quite a few. Our philosophy hasn't changed. Like I said, we have to open up. There's certain laws and rules of the universe that need to be followed. Are we looking at a market that has raced up through the roof? Am I more cautious? Is it more difficult to find value out there? Absolutely. But does it change our philosophy? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Again, I'm getting worried now because then again, we're going to start trading pitches out there. Oh, it's easy. Look at the markets. They're going straight up. I can do this on my own. It's a piece of cake. Right. Sure it is. Nobody in history has been able to time the markets. Nobody. You know, I always found it kind of interesting to talk about casinos. There was that great scene in the movie Rain Man. And obviously, you know, Dustin Hoffman's character can count cards. Brilliant. So it gives him, obviously, an enormous advantage in blackjack. And he does quite well. But then he looks at the roulette, and he's intrigued by the roulette wheel. And Tom Cruise's character is, like, thinking to himself, maybe he can do this too. Meanwhile, he can't. It's roulette. It's complete chance. And they play that, and they lose. People, don't let your portfolio turn into a casino. Don't. Okay, this is a business for you. This is a business for your family that's going to allow you to do unbelievable things throughout your life if you allow it. You start biting that poison apple, okay? You get tempted into doing all of these various different things, and I can do it. It's quick, and oh, my God, I'm going to trade 24 hours a day. Oh, I'll be able to know. I can move on this stuff. You will lose. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Have to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff available right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Celebrate the new year with a financial resolution to put your rewards programs to work for you. Bank of America's Kevin Condon offers a smart strategy.
Think about your categories of spending and the companies you'll use most often in 2018. Step back and determine how you can layer your rewards programs to make them work together. For example, when traveling, you can combine airline, hotel, shopping, and banking rewards programs to get more bang for your buck.
Consolidating your rewards programs and getting a full understanding of the benefits can also pay off, according to Condon.
Staying loyal to your favorite brands can help you earn more rewards and give you the best chance of achieving elite status. For example, if you consolidate your finances with Bank of America, you could be eligible for our Preferred Rewards program, which offers bonus credit card rewards, discounts on home and auto loans, $0 Merrill Edge trades, and no-fee ATM transactions.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I mean, every single time. I mean, do you remember when the advertisements were, they were a little different back in 2005, 2006, 2007. Remember they used to use, what's his name there from Law and Order there? Sam Waterston? Well, that guy, Sam Waterston. He would be on there, and then, you know, you would have the other commercials with the really cool yuppies, you know, out riding their mountain bikes there. Oh, they're at the top of the mountain. They make a couple trades. Then they come back to the cool house with the Sub-Zero refrigerator in it. Remember those? Yeah. You know what I also remember, too? I always remember the advertisements when I was a kid for these sneakers. These sneakers that they used to sell. It was on Saturday morning cartoons, and it featured kids with, like, unbelievable speed and were jumping over fences and all of this stuff. And I remember watching that thinking to myself, you think that would work if I got those sneakers? Man, oh man, can I wield that awesome backyard power? Yeah. No, it didn't work that way. Another one as well to look out for. And listen, there are a lot of guys out there, a lot of schlock brokers out there, a lot of bad advisors out there that buy themselves radio shows. They buy themselves radio shows. And let me tell you something. I'm on the weekends all over the country. These guys buy time, local radio stations, and then they pitch their wares. Talent, credibility, integrity are not required. They're not required in today's day and age to get yourself your own radio show. All you need is a checkbook. All you need is a checkbook. And, hey, a lot of these stations are in areas where there are many retirees. Arizona, California, Florida, North Carolina, Nevada. They're often branded as money talk stations, which in reality, most of their programming is nothing more than infomercials disguised as legitimate advice. These buy, sell, and hold shows nauseate me. Why? Because they lose people money again and again and again. Pay attention, people. And we're here to help. You have any questions? Again, go to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or call us, 800-471-5984. We're going to talk a little bit about this over, you want to call it overpriced world? You know what? Let's pretend. We're going to play that. We're going to say that the markets are overpriced. What should an investor do? What should an investor do when all the asset classes out there seem pretty expensive? Now, let's take a look at the 10-year Treasury bond. It's about 2.6%, and that's obviously much lower than the 5% historical average. We get that. Listen, I understand. I understand. Hey, guys, I look at this stuff, too. I take a look at the earnings per share over a 10-year period of time, where they're at. But markets are difficult to time. These numbers were pretty high in 1996 when Alan Greenspan gave his irrational exuberance speech. They were high last year. Market showed what? S&P showed what, 19% last year? There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal this past week, Burton Malkiel. And I'm a fan of his, read his stuff. He's, if you're familiar, he read the wrote the book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street. He writes, he says, the corollary is that no one can consistently time the market. Proper market timing involves making two decisions, when to get out and when to get back in. Timing both correctly is virtually impossible. Jack Bogle, the founder of Vanguard, stated, after nearly 50 years in this business, I do not know of anybody who has timed the market successfully and consistently. I don't even know of anybody who knows anybody who's done it successfully and consistently. Investors who try to outsmart the market often get it wrong more than right. Again, every single statistic proves that to be the case. But then again, you got TD Ameritrade saying, hey, you know what, guys, you should do more of this. In fact, we're going to make it easier for you to lose money. We're going to be open 24 hours a day, just like a casino. And how about all those mutual fund companies out there that put together 401k plans that allow people to trade in and out of their mutual funds? Dum-da-dum-dum. There's only one way to do this, people, and it's exactly what we've been telling you. We call it our Mr. Miyagi approach. Mr. Miyagi, Karate Kid, and his bonsai tree. Cut here, snip here. Broad diversification and rebalancing your portfolio. You have to hold a wide variety of asset classes. And you know what? Sometimes certain asset classes are going to do really, really well. And your portfolio is going to become unbalanced because of that. Then what do? You rebalance. You rebalance. You take some profits and you reallocate those assets. And when I'm talking about balance in a portfolio, I'm talking about various different arenas you got to get into. Yeah, you got to have that real estate portion in your portfolio. Many people do that via REITs. Yes, you have to have a fixed income part of your portfolio. Granted, it's not exciting stuff. It's not sexy, but it works. It works time and time again. International. You know, we're very focused here on our country. Again, the news media does that. We don't cover much in this country in regards to international news. You know, markets around the world have done much better than the United States. No joke. Much better. You might want to have some of that too. Again, get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Please take advantage of everything we have there at our site, whether it be account repair kits, financial planning kits, college planning, you name it. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Or again, give us a call. We're always here to help. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Let me tell you what this memo is and what this memo is not. What this memo is Congress doing its job in conducting legitimate oversight over a very unique law, FISA. And if mistakes were made and if individuals did something wrong, then it is our job as the legislative branch of government to conduct oversight over the executive branch if abuses were made. Remember, FISA is a unique situation which involves Americans' civil liberties.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today at the GOP retreat in West Virginia. Now, we are hearing that President Trump is expected to approve release of that classified surveillance memo as early as tomorrow. The official said President Trump made the decision after reviewing the memo and ensuring it doesn't give away too much in terms of classifications. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 37 points to close at 26,186. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. Have you been sticking to your New Year's resolutions? I've been saying for weeks now, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. And MyPillow wants to help you get that quality sleep you deserve. So they've extended their best offer ever. The good news is when you buy one MyPillow, you get another one absolutely free. The bad news is you have less than 2 weeks left to take advantage of this offer. Just go to MyPillow.com and make sure to use the promo code USA. MyPillow is 100% machine washable. After you wash it, toss it in the dryer and it's like new again. No more embarrassing yellow stained pillows. MyPillow also comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use the promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175 and use the promo code USA. You can also use our promo code to get up to 50% off of all items on the MyPillow website. That's MyPillow.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Shakira, Shakira.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Wow.
I couldn't believe this when I saw this. Millennials. 34% of millennials believe that they're going to need about $200,000 or less to retire comfortably. Really? I guess if you're going to still be living in mom and dad's basement, I guess you better hope mom and dad live to be about 120. You can continue living mom and dad's basement. $200,000. Right. Let me put it to you this way. Okay. If you want to live off $40,000 a year and you want to retire at 65, you need about $1.2 million. There's some perspective for you. $40,000. 1.2. That's the way things are right now. Again, we deal with reality here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. These millennials more than likely going to live much, much longer than their parents. Much longer. Social Security, it's going by the wayside. There's going to be cuts there down the road. Has to be. It's not sustainable in its current form. Yet all of these kiddos out there, again, what exactly are they doing in schools? Do they not do anything in regards to money, understanding how money works, understanding how compounding interest works? I guess not. But these kids are obviously going to be in for a very, very rude awakening. But let's make no mistake here. Much of the country is in the same boat. I'm picking on the millennials right now, and I get a kick out of that $200,000 number. The reality is most of the country is in the same boat. We've gone through a stretch of time where cash and cash equivalents haven't yielded anything, really. People haven't put away enough money. They haven't saved enough money. They have unrealistic expectations. And again, a lot of this is due to conventional wisdom. We talked about conventional wisdom starting off the program today again. Again, the old commercials for the people looking to plan, the old retirement commercials sowing the vineyard and all of this other stuff. It's patently absurd. It really is. You know, people, you have to wake up. You have to wake up and you have to understand. You have to understand that, you know what, everything that they're teaching you is wrong. It's wrong. And you have to get your financial plan done the right way. And again, a lot of this times it's thinking different. It's thinking outside of the box. It might be, you know what, maybe I should work a couple days during my retirement. Maybe I shouldn't set a date. We confine ourselves. We put ourselves into these little positions. You ever think about this too? I had a long conversation about this past week with several people. The healthcare costs that are going to be involved. Yeah, I think we're probably the only financial company out there that actually talks about the importance of getting your butt into the gym every single day and taking care of yourself. And we preach this on a regular basis because we know what it costs. We know what it costs to be in an assisted living facility. We know what it costs, you know what? All the medical advances in the world are going to keep you alive, but what is the quality of life going to be? All of these things need to be taken into consideration. Need to be a part of your financial plan. Again, I want you to think about this for a second. You're enjoying life. You're working your butt off. You're doing all the things. You're doing everything right. But you're enjoying your life. You get to go on vacation. You get to go out to dinner, the places you like to go to. You're going to want to change all that? You're going to want that to end all of a sudden because you're going to want to live on a budget? All of this comes with balance, people. And this is a balance that you're going to have to develop and work on throughout your life. What sacrifices are you willing to make? What sacrifices are you willing to make? If you are set, you know what, I'm going to retire when I'm 62. Okay. What kind of life do you want to live when you're at 62? What do you expect? What do you expect to live on when you're 62? Well, okay, you're making this amount of money. This is the sacrifices you're going to have to make. This is how much you're going to have to save. And many times when I present that to people, they freak out. They have completely unrealistic expectations. of what the markets can do. Again, balance, people. Balance in life. Understanding all of these concepts, what the markets can do for you over time. All of this is important. All of this is involved with putting together a financial plan. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be right back.
Mike Hewitt here. There's a great conflict of choices raging across America. Two very different paths lay before you. One calls for socialism, something for nothing, but never enough. Its weapons are division, fed by anger and frustration. The other path is meritocracy, which is driven by what you do, how hard you work, how much you're willing to invest in yourself by learning all you can learn. For me, this is an easy decision to make. There are few things better in life than the feeling you have at the end of the day when you've worked hard and have advanced yourself. It is worth working hard and making yourself better the easier of the two paths? Absolutely. And it's rewarding, not only a feeling of self-worth and personal achievement, but it's the better path for your family. Meritocracy doesn't recognize division and anger. It only knows effort and achievement. It's what happens when you drive yourself rather than getting caught up in the social fires that more often than not serve someone else other than you at your expense. Folks, it's just common sense. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ignore us at your own risk. That's it. You can ignore us. You can change the channel. Okay, you can do it every way you want. You can bury your head in the sand. Bury your head in the sand. Back in the 1990s, we were warning people about what was going to happen with Social Security and pensions. We warned you what was going to happen with the dot-coms and Enron and WorldCom. We told you what was going to happen with the whole real estate market, all the crap that was happening. We warned you. Go right on down the list. You guys said go to our archives. If you don't believe me, go check. Again, plenty of people out there. Countless people, thousands and thousands of people ignored what we had to say. How'd that work out for them? One of the topics that we've talked about, pensions. Pensions. And again, individuals love to live in denial. if they are involved with something, they have something, they do not want to think that something bad could happen. See, my job is to help people prepare for those worst case scenarios. For example, back in the 1990s, I was telling people, I said, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, I said, listen, I said, you know, plan on not getting Social Security. Just don't even include it. Plan on it's not going to be there. Just, if you get it, great, it's a bonus. What's the worst thing that can happen in that scenario? You're overprepared? And now, take a look at your Social Security statement. You got a little asterisk there telling you, yeah, this thing's going to run out of money soon. It's going to run out of money soon unless Congress does something, which, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? How are they going to go about fixing it? It's going to change. Here's the story with regards to pensions, because we warn people about this all the time. General Electric. Again, I ripped into General Electric last week. Way to get a load of this. General Electric has a $31 billion pension nightmare. Yeah. Yeah. $31 billion pension hole. That is how much General Electric's pension is underfunded. I'm not making this up. And the funny thing is, that is $11 billion worse than the next closest company in the S&P 500. But what does that tell you? There are a lot of companies in the S&P 500 that have this exact same problem. You know, you got 600,000 people. 600,000 people, current and former GE employees, that are relying on these retirement benefits. What do you think is going to happen if General Electric goes kaput? That can't happen. Don't say it can't happen. Never say never, because it can. Pensions have been in a death spiral for a long period of time. That death spiral has been put on steroids. Put on steroids due to the fact that, you know what, we have had ultra-low interest rates for an extended period of time. People, you need to be aware of this. You need to understand, how strong is this pension? What happens? What is going to happen if my pension gets cut? These are realities of today's day and age. Don't get angry. Just deal with them. It's part of the terrain. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. And we can help you with this stuff, too. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back. I gotta tell a little story. Way back again. This is decades ago. I was first starting on Wall Street. There was a guy working at the firm I was working at, and I'm going to be nice right here. Well, let's put it this way. He wasn't the sharpest tack in the box by any stretch of the imagination. He was a funny guy. He was a funny guy. He was always good for entertainment, whatnot, New York City guy. And he was one of those people that was always looking for a shortcut. And he always used to say all the time, he'd say, hey, I can't wait to get myself a Ferrari. You know what I'm going to do is I want to own a hedge fund and I want a Ferrari. Say it all the time. And my brother Mike and I always used to laugh about this guy. Then one day he left the firm. Left the firm and didn't hear about this guy for a while until I ran into somebody what I knew and he said, hey, you remember so-and-so? I saw him. He's got a Ferrari. I'm like, no way. And he runs a hedge fund. I'm like, get the hell out of here. Well, as it turns out, I'm like, this kid was like bottom of his class. He went to cooking school. He's running a hedge fund. And sure enough, all it was a scam. He ripped all his clients off, got himself in all sorts of trouble. I think he went to jail eventually. Why do I bring this up? What is a hedge fund? You hear about them all the time, right? Hear about them all the time. And again, these mysterious funds and pools of money, they're designed as such and marketed in a way to make you think that these people are better, smarter, brighter, able to defy all the laws of the universe, which we abide by. But they somehow are able to defy them. They are able to defy all these laws. Yeah. Originally, when hedge funds started, the whole concept, they called it hedge fund, was because it was there to protect people's downside. You're going to hedge your position, protect your positions, which you can do in a normal account. If you've got a good advisor, you can utilize options. You can protect your downside with stops on positions. There's many different ways you can hedge your portfolio. But somehow hedge funds morphed into this other big marketing thing that was out there to dupe people of a lot of money. And they were successful in doing so. But you take a look now at the carnage. Again, all of these people that are supposedly the smartest people in the world, right? The smartest people in the world, smartest people in the room. They're failing left, right, and all over the place. Another one here, Hutchin Hill. Another, how many billion dollars? $4 billion fund? Shut down. Can't make its clients money. Here's a guy. This guy was in the news all the time. He's a star. This guy's a regular speaker at Davos. A regular on CNBC. Yeah, Bill Ackman. Pershing Square. I want you to follow these returns. Okay? 2015, -21%. 2016, -14%. 2017, -4%. Hey, at least hand it to Ackman. At least he's getting better, right? He's not losing as much money as he was before. But this guy's a billionaire. This guy is a billionaire by losing people money. Explain to me how that works. Well, I'll explain it to you. Okay? Again, a lot of these guys out there are well-connected. They're well-connected to politicians. They're well-connected to people that manage pension money. And that's where they get their money from. Again, yeah, they have regular clients as well that they dupe and get involved. But do you think that any of these people would survive? Any of these firms would, any of these funds would survive without the connections that they have to big money? For crying out loud, you've got guys that have blown up firms that have come back and put themselves back in business. John Corzine is a good example. John Corzine is, he's co-running a hedge fund right now. This is a guy. It's a guy who took out MF Global, one of the biggest bankruptcies, financial bankruptcies in this country's history. Took out that company, wrecked it. His former governor and senator of New Jersey, former head of Goldman Sachs. Yeah, he's running money again. Again, I have to go along with the whole Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. You lose money with John Corzine, you continue to lose money with these guys, that's your own damn fault if you do it personally. If it's the pension fund that you happen to be involved with that's investing with it, that's not really your fault. It's not. That's the people that run your fund and how connected they are. And it's sad. Anyway, I wrote an explanation. And it was a little bit, we had a little fun with this back 10 years ago, describing hedge funds. There was a columnist. There's a great columnist over at Bloomberg. I don't know where a lot of these good writers went. I think a lot of them just ended up getting fired because they want to go with the 21-year-olds that don't cost a lot of money right out of college. His name's Mark Gilbert. And he wrote a piece that used the innocuous world of bovines to eloquently describe several areas of the financial world that have been, well, popular. And he did one on hedge funds. And, he explained it almost in terms that, well, you know what we'll do? I'm not going to have time to explain this. We'll save this one for the next hour of the program. I'll tell you the story. It's a fun one. It's the world of cows and hedge funds. Got to take a break, everyone. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Let me tell you what this memo is and what this memo is not. What this memo is Congress doing its job in conducting legitimate oversight over a very unique law, FISA. And if mistakes were made and if individuals did something wrong, then it is our job as the legislative branch of government to conduct oversight over the executive branch if abuses were made. Remember, FISA is a unique situation which involves Americans' civil liberties.
House Speaker Paul Ryan earlier today at the GOP retreat in West Virginia.